So we are in Sefer Mesillas Yesharim Perek Yud Tes. We spoke last time about the level of a chassid not caring about himself for the sake of his own honor, but rather caring about the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're defining that as the inner level of the tzaddik. And we're now taking it one step further. Amnam od ikar sheni yesh bekavanat hachassidut v'hu tovat hador. והנה ראוי לכל חסיד שיתכוון במעשיו לטובת דורו כולו, לזכות אותם ולהגן עליהם. והוא עניין הכתוב, אמרו צדיק כי טוב, כי פרי מעלליהם יאכלו, שכל הדור אוכל מפירותיו. Torah has gives benefit both in this world and in the next world. The merit of Torah that you are learning now will give you reward in the next world and it goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But also it brings back benefit here in this world. Like, mashalama hadavadome. If on, let's say on top of your roof you put solar panels that are put there by the electric board, which will, like Karen Biavana has just recently done, which, that's probably where I got my idea from, which brings, which creates electricity. Now where does that electricity go to? Where does it go to? So it's being generated here on this building, and some of it will give electricity to this building, for sure. But it doesn't go directly from the solar panel to the building. The solar panel creates electricity which goes to the electric board. The electric board then gives back to you some, and then it goes to the benefit of everyone else and the benefit of the electric board. So everyone benefits from it, and you also benefit from it, but it's not only your benefit. Meaning you're creating something beneficial, which you obviously will benefit from, but the benefit doesn't end by you. The benefit extends way beyond. And the greater solar panels you have, then the greater benefit will come both to you and to others. You can channel where that benefit's going to go to. Now when you're learning Torah as a regular Jew individual, the Torah learning that you're learning gives back benefit to you and gives benefit to Kali Yisrael as a whole. In today's Daf Yomi, it spoke about when you make eat food and don't make a bracha. The Gemara brings the last opinion, it says, that it's ki'ilu gozel kutshabrichu v'gozel Knesset Yisrael. Now I understand why you're stealing from Hashem. Because you took without making a bracha. You owed Hashem a bracha, if you like, and you stole the bracha from Hashem. Or you stole the food without making a bracha because it wasn't really yours, it was Hashem. But what does it mean you stole from Knesset Yisrael? If you stole from a Jew, I understand, but what does it mean to steal from Knesset Yisrael? Am Yisrael have one neshama, which is the neshama of the whole Jewish people. And when a Jew learns Torah or does a mitzvah, then it's not only to them that the benefit comes. We're not individual, independent people. We work as a cloud. We work as a community. We work as a collective. So when a Jew learns Torah, he's bringing benefit not only to himself, but to the cloud kula. Everyone benefits from the good that he's done. So when a person doesn't make a bracha on food, then in the mitzvah will be that there will be less food in the world. Or Rashi puts it, the perot lokin. The fruit, the produce is negatively affected. Now you might think that he didn't make a bracha, that his household will be negatively affected financially. But we're Knesset Yisrael. We work as a collective. It all works all together. And therefore he's stealing from all of Klal Yisrael. Because all of Klal Yisrael will have less bracha coming down from Shamayim. And if you say that's unfair, well it works both ways. Totally fair. When you do a good thing, everyone benefits. When a tzaddik does a good thing, you benefit. It's a totally fair system, but you're working as a collective. When we all go up together, we all go down together, as a collective. And that's also the concept that you can make kiddush for someone else. A birchas a mitzvah. If you've made kiddush already, then you've already fulfilled your mitzvah. If someone now walks into the room who hasn't heard kiddush, you can make kiddush again. How can you make kiddush again? You've already made kiddush. You've already fulfilled your obligation. You can't make a new bereferi ha'etz if they don't want to eat an apple. But you can make a birkat a mitzvah if they haven't fulfilled the mitzvah yet. How can you make a new bracha? Because the mitzvah works as a kral. And if I have done my mitzvah, then I've done my portion of Kral Yisrael's mitzvah. But if a new person walks in, then there's another portion here of Kral Yisrael that hasn't been done. And since we're all connected and we're all united, then I can even be mezakeh them, I can even on their behalf, make the bracha for them. Because it's as if a part of me isn't fulfilled. I've done my mitzvah on my part of it, but I have to do the mitzvah for his part as well. He should ideally do the mitzvah on his part independently, but if he's not doing it, I can help him out. And therefore, to some degree, no one has done anything and says everyone's doing everything together. So So what can you do? You're not going to do anything? No, so we all do our part. And we're building and building and building. And with that, all the generations is building and building more. And all of Klal Yisrael is raising up. And eventually the Beit HaMikdash will come, and the Mashiach will come, through all the merits of all our collective efforts. But if a person in a generation died and didn't come yet, is that worthless? No. It added to Klal Yisrael. It added more to Klal Yisrael. What you're describing now is not a problem of today, it's a problem in all the eras. I mean, in all eras there were a core amount of Jews who were loyal to the Jewish faith, and then let's say in the Roman times there were a lot who were taken and captives. They were, it wasn't their will of being assimilated, but they were taken as slaves, and they were taken out to be slaves, and within a few generations all their children have been lost. I don't know to tell you from a halachic perspective what is the status of someone who's a generation three, four generations down is already not connected. But what I can say is that it's not only the negative, it's also the positive. Let me say it better. The negative doesn't wipe out the positive. When a Jew does a mitzvah and a Jew does an avera, he doesn't go back to neutral. The positive remains forever, and the negative eventually wipes away. Think of this idea. It's an amazing idea. When a Jew dies after 120 years, he's done averas in his life, and he's done mitzvahs in his life. So when he goes to Shemaim, is he equal? Not at all. Because all the averas that he's done, there'll be a short period, which is unpleasant, which all those will be wiped out. Meaning you see that the negative effect of what a person does is temporary, and then eventually goes away. But the positive of what he's done, that's eternal. The reward for the mitzvah that a person has is forever. So it's true that a person has negative and has positive, and he's carrying them both with him. But it's not that they're equal and they cancel each other out. So yes, I hear what you're saying, that there's a negativity in the world which is affecting us and there's a lot of assimilation. That's all considered temporary. And that doesn't affect the positive that's happening. And then for each generation, the positive keeps building, keeps building, keeps building, keeps building. And eventually at some point, there'll be a point where it will be good enough that we'll be worthy of the next stage. Maybe we'll have suffering in the meantime, and the Jewish people as a whole will go through suffering because of all the people who aren't doing what they have to do. That could happen. That's a temporary measure. Long term, it's still benefiting. So as far as long term concern, there's no concern. So long term, the good is building and remains for us as a reward, as a benefit. So now regarding a Gadol HaDor, so like we gave the example, one second, on the same point, I'll take it. So just like we said about the solar panels, if you have one solar panel, then you're bringing energy back to you and you're giving energy to other people as well. If you have many, many, many solar panels, then you have the ability to bring in much more energy. So tzaddikim, the higher level that a tzaddik is, then the more power he has, the more energy he's bringing into the world. And therefore he's bringing in more kedusha, which is affecting not only him, hey, a little bit, he V'chanina v'dosa, the Gemara says, V'chanina, but the whole world is sustained bishvil on the path of Chanina ben Dosa, like through his merit. V'chanina ben Dosa, it's enough for him to eat one kav of charuvim from 1 week, one Erev Shabbos, the next Erev Shabbos. Then you can see something that's tzaddik, what he's generating, he's taking a tiny, tiny, tiny percentage off. But the benefit that he's bringing to the world, that's talking about physical things, right? That's talking about physical. V'chanina ben Dosa is giving sustenance to the entire world. The whole world is sustained through him, and he himself takes the smallest amount. The higher level a tzaddik is, then the more he's benefited. Well, the chiddush of what the Mesech Sharon here is saying is that it also depends on your kavana. Someone who's a tzaddik, they will intend their kavana that the merit of all the good they're doing will go to. In the same way that someone passes away and you take on extra learning because someone's passed away, and you say, I'm taking on this extra piece of learning so that there will be an ilui neshama for so and so. Or if someone is sick, you take on an extra piece of learning, you say, I'm taking this learning, there will be a rafua shlema for this, and you wouldn't necessarily done it without that, but now you're doing it, and then you can grant the merit to them, and you lose it. But they get merit as well, because they're the generating cause. So a tzaddik can mechaven, he can direct the great merits that he has to Klal Yisrael. And that's the intent that one has. He doesn't get greater and greater, chas v'shalom, and get more arrogant, says, look at all the good I'm doing. He gets greater and greater and feels more of a sense of responsibility to the klal because he recognizes that he's very nice. Just like a father who has more children feels a sense of responsibility towards his children. So spiritually, a Gadol HaDor feels responsibility through all the tfilot and the mitzvot that he's doing. He feels responsibility that is for the sake of the klal. Say louder.
Why are we connected in that way? In that if I do an action, it affects others, and why do other people affect action?
It didn't exist before Matan Torah. It happened when we came into the land of Israel. The first act that happened as we're coming into the land of Israel was the act of stealing something of Kodesh, or something which was decreed not to be used. And Achan, who stole it, at that point, the Jewish people had become one people chosen of Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu united our souls at that point. And he said, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lezeh, Arevim Zeh Bezeh. So we're all considered one unit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers us not to be individual people that are disconnected. We're Hashem's nation. And since we're not here for the purpose of our benefit, we're here for the purpose of declaring HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, we work as a team to make a Kiddush Hashem. And therefore, as a team, we're doing a mission. Just like if you were to have a certain product that you would want to produce, so you create a team, and on the team you have different people who have different roles, and everyone has a different responsibility within the team, but they all are aware that we're working together as a team to make a particular product. If the product is successful, they all gain. If it's not successful, they all fail. If one person in the team doesn't do his job, the whole product will fall down, and instead it's his fault because he's responsible for his portion in there. And in the same way, if four other people see that one person is trying to do his job as best as they can, but he's not so successful, they'll pull in ends and they'll help him out to make help him do his job because they see themselves as a team. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that responsibility. You're my chosen people. Your mission is to create Kiddush Hashem in the world, to recognize the world will recognize Hashem through us. So he gave us that inner connection and a Shama Kalalit for us to be responsible for everyone. Yeah? There's two perspectives of how you view yourself. There's a perspective of viewing yourself as I'm not a tzaddik and only the greatest tzaddikim are tzaddikim. And then that perspective is a perspective of, it's a perspective of I'm not a tzaddik. And it's a perspective of I'm a tzaddik, I don't do everything perfectly, but my ratzon is to be a tzaddik and I'm aligning myself with tzaddikim. It's a big difference. When someone says, ani lo tzaddik, then there's a danger there that they could say, and therefore if I do an avera here or there, it's not a problem because I'm anyway not a tzaddik. That's dangerous. It's much more healthy to say, I'm a tzaddik, and therefore I'm guiding my will towards doing what tzaddikim do. I do some averas right now, that's fine. Tzaddikim also do averas here and there. But my definition is the definition of being a tzaddik. Of course, it doesn't mean I'm the same level as greater tzaddikim. There are levels of tzaddikim. But everyone whose will is to do the will of Hashem is under the definition of a tzaddik. If that's the will. If it's not the will, it wouldn't be a tzaddik. It's not like everyone is tzaddik. But it's important for me to phrase it in that way. It doesn't take away from you, it only adds. When a husband and a wife get married, the Gemara says that a woman gets the half of the benefit, and then a husband goes and does a deal of a yasachar zavur relationship with someone else. So this guy's sitting in the yeshiva learning Torah all day, and half of his reward is going to his wife, and half of his reward is going to the person who's supporting him and learning, and he ends up with nothing. Chas v'chalila, of course, it's ridiculous. Rather, when a person's learning, and he feels a sense of responsibility to the community, and therefore he does everything else on a higher level, then the merit that he is doing it with the mindset that he's doing it for them goes to them as well. Because they're the ones who encourage him to go and do it. Just like when there's someone who's sick. When there's someone who's sick and you say, I'm learning for the refuah of that person, it's not that they get the reward and you don't get the reward. It's because they encourage you to learn, so you get reward, and they get the reward of being the encourager. So it goes to you, and it goes to them. You, your portion, because they're the ones who did the action, and they, their portion, because they're the ones who did the encouraging. That's the same as the wife and the Yisachar Zavulun. The Yisachar Zavulun, the person who's supporting, he's the enabling, so he'll get reward as an enabler. And you'll get the reward as the learner. The wife gets the reward as the enabler. You get the reward. So it's not that it's taken away from your merit, but rather because you have in mind you're doing it for them, that encourages you to do it with more responsibility on a higher level. And then you get the benefit and they get the benefit. But like Hanina Ben Dosa, in this world, you're not interested in the benefit so much. You let it go to you. Go on. Meaning even if a person didn't manage to do what he would have liked to have done, because he was so involved in the klal, that he didn't get to do his own thing. That's what the statement? What are you quoting? I'll carry on. You find it and then you'll find it here. No. וכן אמרו רבותינו, והוא עניין הכתוב, אמרו צדיק כי טוב, כי פרי מעליהם יאכלו, שכל הדור חומר פרי טוב. וכן אמרו רבותינו, this is from the beginning of Bava Basra, היש בעץ, האם יש מי שמגן על דורו כעץ? You see from here the principle, there could be someone in the town who considers the town under his responsibility. He's looking out for them, he's trying to teach them and educate them, he's trying to influence them and inspire them. And then whether he's successful or not, but the very fact that he is granting his merit, meaning he's inspired by them, he's learning with them, he's learning about them, he wants to inspire them, and they get that town gets merit in his merit. And therefore you may not be able to conquer a particular town because there's someone protecting that town. But Tiresh is there, Rotzono Shel Makom, Shiyu Chasidei Yisrael Mazakin Umachaprim Al Kol Shara Madrigot Shebehem. Huma Shamru Belulav Uminav Yavou Eile Veyechapru Al Eile. שאין הקדוש ברוך הוא חפץ באובדן הרשעים, אלא מצווה מוטלת על החסידים להשתדל לזכותם לכפר עליהם. וזה צריך שיעשה בכוונת עבודתו וגם בתפילתו בפועל. דהיינו שיתפלל על דורו לכפר על מי שצריך כפרה ולהשיב בתשובה, מי שצריך לה ולמד סנגוריה על הדור כולו. This principle is a huge principle. And I feel this could be... You understand?
Yeah, but I need a commentary.
Okay. So I feel this principle is a huge principle, and I feel that this needs to be discussed a lot in yeshiva, to recognize the greatness of what we're doing. I feel that people have a small-minded perspective of what yeshiva, the role of a yeshiva is. The mindset of yeshiva is, for many people, I'm coming to improve my skills in reading Gemara, or to learn a little more halacha, or, I'm not sure exactly why, but just that's the right thing to do. A yeshiva is a place where the individual grows, that's for sure. Not putting that down anywhere, and one should be very encouraging of that. But primarily, a yeshiva's role is to be a core, ideal, holy bastion of Kedusha from which the entire nation feeds. When you're standing on Yom Kippur, and you're saying, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Toratecha, not Yom Kippur, but you're saying all the words of Hashiveinu, or if they were saying in Maariv tonight, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Toratecha, there are millions of Jews who are not saying those words. There are millions of Jews who are not davening. And you in the Torah world are considered their representative, even if they didn't appoint you. Because they're not davening for themselves, and there is a lack of holiness maybe in their world, and your responsibility is to see that if they're not bringing their condition to the world, I will take responsibility to them and fill in. Lahavdil, but a similar idea. When someone passes away, then people often say this idea that they were bringing so much Kedusha into the world, which is now lacking, so we need to replace that Kedusha. That's why the idea of saying Kaddish for a year. Because when you read the words of Kaddish, what's Kaddish got to do with anything of the person passing away? Nothing of the words have anything to do with it. All of the words are that Hashem's name should be increased in the world. It's Hashem's name. So why are you saying, what's it got to do with one another? But that person was a living being creating Kedusha in the world as long as they were alive. And now when they go, there's a lack of Kedusha. Hashem's name is not being expressed. So we, to replace that to some degree, we add words of Kedusha. We're saying it's Kedusha, Hashem's name should be increased. And Lahavdil is the same with the fruit. If you're taking a fruit out of the world, there was a living expression of Hashem in the world. Hashem made this. Someone could look at it and say, wow, this is Hashem's creation. And you're eating it, you're taking it away, you're not allowed to. So you make a bracha. What's the bracha? The bracha is replacing the Kedusha by recognizing Hashem in the world. That then has given Kedusha there, and then you can take it out of the world because it's not lacking anything now. You've brought Kedusha in the world, so you're taking an apple. So if in the world there are people who are not expressing Kedusha, then those who are aware of it take the responsibility. A little bit like we learned in Bava Basra in the first parak, that if there's a town and there's a tax on the town and some people leave the town, and the tax remains on the ones who stay in the town. So the yeshiva world is the world that's recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if the people outside are not davening, it doesn't mean that they're patur. You can't just say, ani chiloni. That's it. You're patur from mitzvot. There's still potential condition that is not being expressed. And therefore, those who are aware of it take on extra responsibilities. And therefore, our mindset in yeshiva has to be a mindset of, I'm davening in plural. Hashiveinu avin l'toratecha. And when I say the plural of davening, salach lanu. It's also me. Not, I'm not saying it's not me. It's also me. But at the same time as it's me, there's a lot of people who should be saying this and are not saying it. I have them in mind. the yeshiva world has them in mind. And then even if they're not doing their part, for whatever reason, maybe they weren't educated, I don't know what their reasons are, that's not my business. Their reasons are their reasons. But I want to pick up the slack. It's my responsibility to create more kedusha in the world. Let's just read that phrase again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intention is that the holy ones amongst the nation are being mezakeh and being mechaper for all people on all levels, like the lulav and the esrog, and the hadassim and the ravos. Some have flavor, some have taste, some don't. You put them all together. When you put them all together, the Midrash says, Yavo elu v'yechapru al elu. Yavo elu v'yechapru al elu. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not interested in them losing. The Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want the people who are not fulfilling the mitzvahs to be killed, Chas v'Shalom. He wants them to rise up. So he says, okay, some people can pull more slack and some people can't. Some people were educated more and some people can't. If you're in a class and there are some kids who are weaker, a healthy class is where you develop an environment where the stronger kids look after the weaker kids and help them along. They'll all be successful together. A good educational system won't be where they pitch one kid against the other kid. Whoever does better is good, the other one's a failure. They'll make it a class collective success. That if all the class together do well, then they get a good grade. And that will give a sense of responsibility. The kids who know how to do better will be interested in helping the kids who don't do as well to raise their grade, because everyone's grade is going to go up through a collective benefit. That would be a good educational model. And that's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's model. If there are people who weren't educated, it's not their fault. They didn't learn. Or if they had hardships and because of that, they're bitter, maybe that's not their fault. But I'm aware, I'm more knowledgeable, let's say. It happens to be in this world, that's the role that Hashem placed me in. I have to pick up the slack. I have the responsibility of doing more. Hashem doesn't want them to suffer. Now, if you don't define yourself as a tzaddik, you say, good, let the chassidim do it. That's the danger of what someone saying, ani lo tzaddik. You hear what I'm saying? But if you read this, you say, ani chassid. Now, I'm not a chassid on the level of the great chassidim, but I'll do what I can. Maybe I'm a chassid on the level of 0.1. Okay, so I'll do my 0.1% of being a chassid and take this sense of responsibility and daven in the language of plural and pick up the lack. Daven that there will be more schutz for others. Daven that will be kapara for others. It won't take away from me. It will benefit me and benefit them. Like we spoke about last week, the expansion model. If I do more, everyone gets more. It's not that if I do more, I lose. If I do more for others, I get more for myself as well. It's an expansion model. And therefore, there's a responsibility on us to daven for our generation. There will be a kapara for those who have done things wrong, but ashuv b'tshuva, whoever needs to learn. And you have to think of justification, danukavzchut, sanigoria, on people like we just did now. It's not their responsibility. They didn't learn. They didn't understand. They've gone through a hardship. They're not to blame. It's not their fault. But they happen to be in a situation where they're not adding. So I'll pick up that slack and look at it. Shukran. You have more responsibility this evening in Maariv.